Scary, yeah. Well, I think you don't need to go very far. Just the world around us is quite scary, and something that we should all take a pause in a minute to recognize, and just to question our own humanity. So the data world is not very much further than the unfortunate reality we've created. We created a bit of chaos. We lost an understanding of boundaries. And those boundaries seep into not only things that harm us, but things that misinform us. So technology is at a state of being called for, what I would like to say, what the hell is this all for? And it's fascinating as a practitioner and identity and an observer and a student of artificial intelligence and all it encompasses, particularly around ethics. I'm one to say that there's much happening, but not enough understanding, not enough honest and open discussion. Hopefully, some of the conversation we're about to have here.
No, that's true. It's both scary and it's opportunistic because there's a lot of opportunity, and that's where you were mentioned the word fascination. So it's fascinating to see what we can do, what the possibilities are, but we need to do it right. And that's where you mentioned the word ethics, and we're not doing enough because ethics has a meaning for every one of us.
Correct.
Each one of us in each demography, each society interprets it in own way. So would you like to share what is your take on ethics?
Well, I think we need an entire podcast for me to talk about my take on ethics.
We
And
can, we can.
I don't think that that's the purpose here. I think if you're asking me what's my take on ethics of where maybe we are in the conversation, is that there's much to do. I sit on this UNESCO AI Council globally. With a hat as an identity expert. So for those of you listening out there or watching, I'm a person who's super obsessed about identifying people and things and understanding the power that that has. It's almost like a selfish pursuit of finding oneself and the state of awareness. And that state of awareness in the digital world is one that is quite tricky. Because it's about the boundaries we put out there. And if we think of the average digital service or interaction, we put a lot out there and we get very little to no value. And I'm not just talking about data ownership or words like that that you've talked about, but I want to bring ethics to a practical example, not just a state of who has the right or wrong narrative or who has the right to say what's right or wrong. I think one of the big problems of humanity is that we've forgotten what it's like to be humans. And we've forgotten in how just connected and just the same we truly are and are meant to be. And I think a lot of the narratives and identities we've wrapped up around this have us killing each other and doing horrendous things I can't help but just be saddened about. To me, technology is no different. That's why it's scary. And I think the narrative of scary is one that it pushes people away from questioning. Makes people scared of, I'm not an expert, maybe I'm not going to ask that question. That's wrong. Like the ethics is that gut feeling of like, is this right? Is it meant to be really like this? Like, think about it really simply. When work came home with you, because we all got sent to our homes with the pandemic, the boundaries got really weird, right? Like, you readapted, there's really cool things that happen. You happen to know you're a coworker's cat and the privacy or the lines of boundaries change digitally. When I think of ethics, what you think about is what is the trade-off and which and how and who do I let in? Whether that's my house and knowing the name of my kids or the name of my plant or what I care about, or do I blur the things back behind me? Because that's a boundary. So when you talk about digital ethics and we talk about ethics in general, I'm no expert. No, I think you need society, a community to have some shared understanding of the truth and what it's like to be human and what it's like to be respected, whether that's physically or digitally. Like the digital world affects us physically every day, affects our posture, affects how we feel about ourselves. It affects, you know, what we've equated our success. It's like you are loved because you have followers instead of, you know, you're liked because you have push notifications instead of some emotions. It's terrifying. So if you ask me, where's my stand on ethics? It's that these conversations happen. I have my own personal set of values that guide my life and guide the boundaries I set for myself, both in the digital and the physical world. Those are, you know, my job is to communicate them and respect them of others. So that's, you know, a very human answer. I think from a technical answer is, where are those boundaries? Where is that identity of me? What do I share? You know, we live in a very, in a world of curated impression of ourselves. We're posting things that are not often the reality. No. So if you ask ethics, is like, does somebody have the right to create new things based on that? Is that helping society? Is that good for me? Do I have consent over it? Do I even understand what I'm consenting to? Or am I even given choice, which is the hardest part? I think there's something to be said about boundaries of communication and clarity that is required in this industry that transcends where is your ethical stand. It's about just like, you know, plain and simple, what are the terms of this? Like, are you in my face? Like, if this was a digital physical space, would you be sitting on my face right now, taking some advantage of me in a weird way that I just don't see and don't know? Or would you be respecting the boundary that I set out? You know, agreeing to terms and conditions and rolling, scrolling pages. It's not really the most ethical way, in my opinion, to build relationships. And if we're talking about digital trust and relationships, that's how the industry sets standards today. So I have a thing or two to say about that, if you can tell.
If you like this, find the full episode of Fit for Privacy podcast on iTunes or Spotify.